At least 3 Palestinians, including a child, have been killed in fresh Israeli strikes on the Gaza Strip. 2 people were killed in Rafah, south of Gaza, while riding on a motorcycle. A 4-year-old infant has also died of wounds. The deaths pushed the fatalities count to nearly 2,080. Palestinians stage a huge funeral ceremony for 3 commanders of Hamas's military wing, the Al-Qassam Brigades. The men were killed in an Israeli airstrike on a house in the southern Gaza Strip city of Rafah. Israel claims they played an important role in expanding Hamas's military capabilities in recent years. Hamas's political chief says the Palestinian delegation will only resume negotiations on a lasting truce with Israel if Tel Aviv agrees to lift the blockade of the Gaza Strip. Khaled Mashal slammed the ongoing Israeli onslaught on Gaza as a real Holocaust and called Israeli Prime Minister a kid killer. Pro-Palestinian activists have held a rally amid an Israeli film festival in Sydney in solidarity with Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. The protest came despite a ban by the Australian Supreme Court against any rallies at the event. Police fenced off demonstrators and even assaulted them in some cases. Human Rights Watch urges Bahrain to repeal laws that allow revoking the nationalities of dissidents. This after Manama stripped dozens of anti-regime activists of their nationalities. HRW says the Shia activists are facing deportation. The rights group says the Manama regime is resorting to pernicious ways to silence critics. Boko Haram Takfiri militants have seized control of Nigeria's northern town of Bunyadi. The Yobe State Governor's Office says there is no military left in Bunyadi and that locals have reported seeing Takfiris moving freely. The militants have engaged in summary executions and looting shops.